All right, I'm going to get right into my word this morning. And I say that, I just want to say, hey, Rick and Carla are with us. Rick's been struggling with a knee, so we're so glad he's in church this morning. Our finances as a church have been good. We meet budget every month, but coming into May and June, we were far exceeding budget. Now we're right around budget. So I just want to tell you about that and challenge you to be good stewards of God's money and to sow into what God is doing in the kingdom. My message this morning is called Love Does, and I'm just going to jump right into my points. I have 3 points. Number one, love is. There are 4 words in the Greek to describe love that the Bible speaks of. Number one, most everybody's heard these 4. Number one is agape. Number 2 is phileo. Number 3 is storge. Number 4 is not explicitly mentioned in the Bible as a word, but it's mentioned as a context, obviously. The 4th word is eros. It's where we get the word erotic or sexual love. This morning is really not a message about the theological discussions of the word love, but I do want to spend the first few minutes on talking about 2 of those, one being agape, one being phileo, and I want to tell you about those. Agape is the love of God, one of the kinds of the love that we have for people. Agape is the very nature of who God is. People today are accustomed to thinking that love is a feeling. That's not the case with agape love. Agape is love because of what it does, not because of how it feels. Can I say that? Agape love is love because of what it does, not because of how it feels. So important in the context of marriage, especially if you've been married for a long time. It's sometimes the feelings aren't there. It's the choice we make, the choose to love. Because the feelings will come and they will go and they will come. Because that is a journey. It's the choice we choose to love. Let me give you some examples in the Word. God so loved agape, the world that he gave his only begotten son. It did not feel good to God. I'm sure God didn't stand up in heaven going, boy, this is going to be fun. I'm going to send my son to die on the cross. I'm going to send my son from heaven to go to earth and live it out. It wasn't fun for God. But it was agape love. It was the action of love. When a mother stayed up all night, I'm sure Cynthia in this room can relate to this. When your baby's teething or sick and you haven't slept for 3 days, you don't look at your husband and say, wow, this is just fun. This is great. I'm having a great time. But why do you stay up all night with your child? Because of agape love. It is an action that you choose to love. It doesn't feel good. Agape love is also used when we discipline out of love. Whether that's a child being disciplined or a believer, perhaps even a community, bringing correction through love, agape love, to his people. Agape love is not an impulse or a feeling. It is a deliberate choice to love. The act of loving our enemies is not a warm, fuzzy feeling that we have. Is it a deliberate choice that we choose to obey what God has called us to do? Agape may come with feelings, but it's not birth in feelings or emotions. It is birth in the nature and yielding to his nature. Agape love. Now, phileo love. It is, I have a special interest in someone or something. It is brotherly love. The city of Philadelphia is the city of brotherly love. Phileo, Philadelphia. It's where that word. It's, I am fond of you. I really like you. I don't love you, but I really like you. This is best understood in the context of John chapter 21, 15. You don't have to turn to it. I won't be there long. But it's the story of when Jesus has already died on the cross. He's risen from the dead. Now he's talking to Peter about, do you love me? and the response back and forth. Let me also say the English language does not do this text justice at all, because both answers, Jesus' question, do you love me, is the word in the English language, love, and Peter's response in the English language is love. Two totally different words. One is agape and one is phileo. So let me tell you the scenario. Jesus says to Simon, Simon, do you love me? Agape. Me more than all of these? Peter's response, yes, Lord, you know that I like you. Jesus says, Simon, do you love me? Agape me. Jesus is saying, Peter, are you willing to sacrifice for me? Do you love me in the way the Father God loves, that he's willing to sacrifice all for me? And Peter's answer is, yes, Lord. You know that I like you. And thirdly, Jesus then changes and says, Simon, do you even like me? And Peter's response is, Lord, you know I like you. And then the Bible says he went away sad because he very much understood the context of what Jesus was saying. Why the difference? Jesus was asking Peter if he loved with the love of God, a love that might require sacrifice. After all, this was right after Peter has just denied Jesus three times. Now Jesus has sacrificed all and has risen from the dead, and he understands Peter's future, and he looks at Peter and says, do you love me with a sacrificial love that would give your life for me? And at that moment in time, Peter could only say, I'm really fond of you. Not sure if I could go any further with that. After all, I just denied you three times. But we know that Peter has a change of heart, because in Acts chapter 2, we know that the coming of the Holy Spirit comes, empowers them. He goes out and he preaches to 3,000 people. 3,000 people get saved and baptized on that day. We also know that Peter loved Jesus so much that when he was caught and was arrested for preaching the cause of Christ, he chose to be crucified upside down because he did not want to be crucified the same way as Jesus. We realize that from his history that he finally caught agape love, that he was willing to sacrifice everything for the cause of Christ. This is not part of my sermon, but there's a video I shared a couple of weeks ago, or about a week ago. Said the fastest place of Christianity that's growing around the world is Iran. It says the saints there, they don't have a building. They don't have money. Most of the leaders are women in a Muslim country. And the gospel is flourishing. Under the risk, if caught, will spend the rest of their life in prison. I think they grasp the agape love of God. The difference between agape and phileo. God wants us to love. He wants us to agape with the nature of God. He wants us to be willing to sacrifice everything for his cause. A love that sees past people's failures and shortcomings and believes for them and with them. Number two, love is more than a theology. Can I say that again? Love is more than a theological term. Turn with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, let me just read it to you. I won't read all of it, but I'll read the first few verses and skip down to verse 7. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I've become a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all the knowledge, and though I have all faith that I could remove mountains but have not love, I am nothing. Continues to define love, and in verse 7 it says, love bears all things, believes all things, it hopes all things, it endures all things. And number 8, it ends and says, love never fails. I've talked a lot about this chapter before. And you have to realize the context of this chapter. It is right before, it is right after 1 Corinthians chapter 12 that lists all the gifts of the Spirit. It is right before chapter 14 that gives the instructions of how to use the gift that are just spoken in chapter 12. And right in the middle is the love chapter. We read it at weddings, but in context, I think it speaks to us as charismatic believers who understand the power of God. We believe in speaking in tongues. We believe in the power of miracles. We believe in the prophetic word. We believe in a word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. We believe in the power of God, and it speaks to us that says, if you really want it to stick, if you want the Holy Spirit to produce change in people's lives, then you better ooze with His love. We can operate in all the gifts of the Spirit, but if we don't have love, it's worthless. If you struggle to love people, then you need to step back, because the heartbeat of God is to love people. For God so loved, agape the world, that He gave. So here goes, the church speaks about a theology of love. We can quote the scriptures. In fact, we can sing all the songs, but do we live out a lifestyle of loving people? When Robin and I were dating, we were a part of a church that every Sunday morning we would stand up and we would hold hands as a church and we would sing this song, "Share His Love, Share His Love." And I don't know the rest because it was so terrible of a song. Not sure if we were truly grasping how to live it out as love. We can define the objects, we can define all the theological terms, but if we don't grasp the verb, the action of love, what does the action of love look like for us? What if we as a church, we loved before we corrected with proper theology? And I'm always looking for ways to build a conversation with a Muslim in our community. And a couple of weeks ago, I was in Walmart, and this lady came, small lady with a hijab. And I just started a conversation, and I didn't say anything about my faith. I was talking about the diversity of Katy and how when I left Katy 10 years ago, it was very much more diverse. And she's like, "Yes, you know, I've moved here." And I'm like, "Yes." And I got her name, and I just like, "Lord, visit one, because I just want to love her before she ever knows I love Jesus. I want to get to that place where she knows I love Jesus. But I want her to see me as a person who's authentic before her." What if we love people before correcting their sins? Hear me, this is not whitewashing sin. It's not watering down sin. But if we really want to set an atmosphere of true change, of God's truth, then we must establish it with love. If I had a paper right here and pretend there's a wall right here and I needed to stick this paper to the wall and I just stuck the paper to the wall, it's going to fall off. What does it need? It needs tape, or it may be glue. Perhaps love is the glue that causes truth to stick. It is with our kids. Could it not be with the world around us? What if love is what causes truth to stick? Love is not watering down the gospel, but love is the glue that ensures that the person receives and adheres to what is being spoken, because we allow Jesus to love through us. This is too often the believer's definition of God. God loves you, you wicked sinner. And I am far more righteous than you. My grandfather accepted Jesus when he was 84 years old. You know what took him 84 years? Because he said that I'm better than most Christians. Truth of the matter is, my grandfather was better than most Christians. It was a stumbling block. Crazy, isn't it, that Perhaps we just need to love people. Not phileo, not to just like them, but to learn to walk in agape love, a love that sacrifices, a love that is willing to honor God in all that we do. What if we learn to walk in the fruit, the nature, and the character of God? The church has the theology of love. We can tell you and we can break down agape, phileo, storge, and eros. But at times that's communicated with rules, religion, and rudeness. Agape love is more of an action because love does. Number three, about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, I was in California at convention. And I heard a guy at the 11 o'clock hour by the name of Bob Goff. Everybody heard of Bob Goff? Yeah, if you don't have his book, you need to buy his book. His book's called Love Does. Bob's one of my heroes because he just goes around in crazy and crazy ways and just loves people. He told a story, I think it's in his book. He said one time he went to New York City and he was being picked up for a conference. He got into this huge, huge limo. And in the back of the limo had all kinds of drinks, had a TV, I mean everything. I mean he was living in luxury. And I don't remember the driver's name in the book, but I think the guy, I mean, let's just say his name was Ted, you know? And he said, "Hey, Ted," and the guy was like 30 feet away because the limo was so long, and Ted said, "Yes, sir." And Bob said, "Hey, have you ever been back here and ridden in one of these limos?" And Ted said, "No, I've just been driving it for 10 years. And Bob said, "Well, you are today. Pull over. I'm driving." Bob got out, got in the driver's seat and drove Ted around for 2 hours and just loved him in crazy ways for Jesus. What if we as a people just love people? That I'm guilty of this. That my desire to move things along, my impatience, would rather be short with people than love people. Show them Jesus. The Bible says hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. Bob goes around and just gives people heaven because the world and the day in we live needs a little bit more heaven. Turn on the news at any time. We need a lot more Jesus. Isn't that what Jesus did everywhere he went? He went around and gave people heaven. Could we not create a lifestyle of loving people in tangible ways? I want to walk into a room at the bank or at the grocery store and people be excited to see me because they know that I'm for them. They're happy to see me because they know that I love them. 1 John 4:10 says this, "In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Beloved, if God so loved agape us, we also ought to love agape one another. One other scripture. "But I say to you who hear, love." That word there is agape. "Your enemies. Do good to those who hate you." This is the hard one. "Bless those who curse you." Doesn't say pray for those who curse you. It says bless those and pray for those who spitefully use you. Bless those who curse you. I'm not asking you to celebrate their misgivings. But I'm asking you to choose to love them. This next story I heard at convention, I've already mentioned how powerful district conference was for me. It was truly impactful in my life. And I can't remember the speaker who told it, but he told a story about a man. He was happily married. He had two beautiful kids. He needed a job. He got a job overseas. He'd just be gone a couple of days a week, no big deal. be back on the weekends. Everything would be great, making more money. And then the days became weeks. The weeks became months. The months became years. And one day the wife got a letter. And he said, you know, I'm gone most of the year. He said, I'm sure you've probably already imagined, but I've found someone over here. In fact, we're going to get married and we're going to have a family together. She's already pregnant. Hope you understand. Tell the children that I love them and I hope they understand. Wow. Crazy thing is, you know what the kids said? Mom, we know Dad did this to us, but we still love him. Do you think he could write us letters on a monthly basis and tell us about his life overseas? Mom says, I'll ask. Every month, she would receive a letter. Not very easy for her to read. He talked about his new wife, how well the new kids are doing. They're teething now. They're walking now. And every month she would read that to her children because they wanted to know about their dad. Years went by. And she got a letter that was unlike all the rest of them. And he said, I need to tell you something. And he's speaking to his ex-wife. He said, I just found out that I have terminal cancer. I will not survive. I will die. He said, my new wife comes from a poor family, and she would not be able to adequately take care of my two new children. He said, I know I'm asking a lot. Would you mind sending her money to take care of the two children? Anyone in their right mind would say, no way. You abandoned me. You betrayed me. You walked out on me and my children. He died. She didn't do what he said. She did something better. She invited her and her two children to come live with her so she could adequately provide for those two children. I think everybody in this room would say, no way. Who in the world would ever do that? But it sounds a lot like Jesus that says, and while we were yet sinners, and while we were yet in rebellion against God, and while we were seeking our own way and we did not care how God thought or wanted in our lives, and while we're yet sinners, the Bible says Jesus came and he died and he rose again for your life. Not after you were trying to do something good. And while you were in your filthy mess, he chose to love you. And that, my friends, is agape love. Can we be a people that wrestles with what that looks like as a people? When I've been wounded by someone, can I take the high road and choose to love them in spite of their actions? When my spouse does something wrong and mine doesn't, she is perfect. She is pretty good. I like her. I not only phileo you, I love you too. Can we choose the love? Can we as a people love this community and find ways? Here is the assignment right now. Would you close your eyes? Would you think of someone who has wronged you or you know doesn't like you very much. When you thought of that person, just lift your hand up. I'm not going to ask you who that person is. Just lift it up. Just put, you know, put it right back down. Good, good. Anybody else? Come on. Come on, you can do it. Now I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask that you would bless them. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, they are strung out on drugs. God, just bless their high today. Just give them such a wonderful experience. Now, I'm not asking you to bless their sin. But say, God, would you bless them? Would you surround them with people that will shower them with your presence? God, would you give me the skills and the wisdom to know how to love them properly? Bless them. Would you pray right now? I'm talking this morning about love does. Give them Jesus. The Lord says to you today, I will teach you to love with my love because you've been loving with your love. What does love look like today? What if we spend a few moments extra in line so we can meet somebody new? What if we created a conversation with someone and heard their needs, and not in a religious way, but just ask if we could stop for a moment and pray for them? It doesn't have to sound all spiritual and all crazy. It just can be a taking a moment. Be crazy. What if on October 13th, we as a church, 100% of us went out, invited someone who desperately needs Jesus to be here to hear the gospel? What if we made a bold step? What if we went the extra mile, invited them over for dinner, made sure we went out and picked them up? What if we went the extra mile because Go Church's mission is to go and love God, love people, and reach people? And if we are called to this body, we are called to partner together and reach people. Please don't pass up this opportunity. It's two Sundays away. Be our guest Sunday. Lastly, this morning, and would you stand? Would you just bow your heads for a moment? I believe for many of you this morning, you are Peter. And Jesus is speaking to you. And Jesus asks you a question. And he says, do you love me? More specifically, he says, do you agape me? Is your answer back to Jesus, Jesus, you know I like you. You don't go to the church on Sunday most of the time. I know, you know, I give the offering and the plate sometimes. But God, you're not in control of my life. I'm unwilling to do bold and crazy things for you. Because I just like you. And Jesus looks back at you and says, do you agape me? A love for Peter that required great sacrifice. A love in 2019 that will require of us great sacrifice. It will require our time. It will require at times our pride. Yes, it will require our money. Would you go this week and find somebody to love on in Jesus' name, to give them heaven? Make an extra effort to meet someone and simply pray. If you're willing to do that this morning, would you just lift your hand and say, I'll do that. I'll do that. We're not going to have a formal altar call as normal. But I have one last question. Who in this room you just need love this morning? You're in a battle and you need to feel God's love this morning. If that's you, would you just lift your hand? Thank you for that. Anyone else? Right over here. Anybody else? Anybody else? Just put your hand up. Could some of our leaders just gather right around there? Right over here. Anyone over here that I missed? Anyone? Don't want to miss anybody. There's about three or four over here. Right here. Oh, just give them a big hug. Cry with them if you want. Because the Lord is in this place. Is in this place. If you're not praying with anybody, if you could just stay right where you are and just pray for those people. You don't have to go over to them, but if you could just intercede. You don't know what they're going through, but you would just pray for them. Father, when you ask that question of us, may we go home this week and evaluate our lives, our work life, our family life. Father, I believe everybody in this room doesn't just want to like you. They want to love you with a godly love, a love that is a love of action, a love that is sacrificial. That's our desire, God. Cause us to walk into it. Father, cause us to be a people that's desperate for your presence, desperate for your word, desperate for your voice, God. That is so hungry for all of you, not just what you can give us, but that we would fulfill your plans, that our joy would come in fulfilling what you have called us to do as an individual and as a people. Cause us to be a people that love does. It is an action. Cause us to go to our neighbors, those at work, or wherever we are, at Walmart or wherever, and do crazy, not religious or over the top, but just out of the box things that just loves people. Cause us to meet new people that we can pray for. Cause us to be a people that strives to go deeper in your presence, to understand deeper who you are in our lives. Father, as we go out this week, may we meet new people to share your love with. May we build new relationships with people that we already know that we can love them in a deeper way, God, in different ways. Father, I pray for those people that just raised their hand and says, man, I just need love today. May you shower them with your love. God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for our time that we heard your prophetic word speak forth. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful week.